They paint a slightly different picture than the doom and gloom figures coming from the rest of the business world that same year. They reveal that women were slightly more likely than men to start businesses. 57% of women business owners expected their revenues to increase in 2018. 27% of women-owned businesses hired employees in 2018. 29% of female entrepreneurs said their business was expanding moderately. And just 2% of women expected revenues to decrease by more than 20%. 62% of women entrepreneurs said their business was their primary income source, challenging old assumptions that women entrepreneurs are more likely to run lifestyle businesses that only provide supplemental income. Women are more likely than men to launch businesses in healthcare and education. Just 25% of women sought financing for their business. This is a significantly lower proportion than the 34% of men who sought funding for their business. And 5% of female entrepreneurs said their business was expanding aggressively. I'm one of those women. Back in 2014, I started making soap, lotion, and goat's milk kefir on our kitchen table. 4 years later, our little family business had a turnover of more than £4 million. Now we have 22 employees, and we ship our product to hundreds of thousands of customers in 51 countries across the globe. How did we do it? By ignoring every piece of traditional business advice we ever received, and by using instead a set of value-based ideas that I'm going to share with you in this book. Personally, I always loathed the idea of conventional business because I never liked the values that seemed to go along with it. It appeared to me to be a lot of white guys wearing gray suits and red ties babbling on about Q1 and Q2, crushing the competition and stabbing one another in the back. Dinosaur eat dinosaur. And we all know what happened to the dinosaurs. It just wasn't that appealing and not a world I ever wanted to inhabit. Plus, I never understood anything about business plans, so I thought I couldn't run a business. Here's a funny secret. Don't tell anyone. 4 years and £1 million annual profit later, I still don't understand business plans. I still couldn't write one, even if you put my head in a bag and threatened to take away my afternoon cup of tea. The closest I ever got was reading Business Plans for Dummies on the train on the way to meet with an investor. I didn't finish it. Turns out, unless you're trying to get a loan, you don't really need to know about business plans. So, what's so great about running your own business, and why am I trying to convince you to go ahead and take this risk? It's because I can honestly put my hand on my heart and say that no matter what actually happens with your business, you will never regret having jumped off that cliff.